that cozy little spot, that quiet little nook, where couples dine and love's divine agenda is the cook. I drink you in my suite, our night nine tenths complete, and as I flag down Antoine for the bill, I focus on your mouth, though trying not to stare, those lips so full, so round, so very eager to share each thought that's in your mind, expression unconfined, and me without the perfect words until... Shut up! You're getting on my nerves, so please shut up! You charmed me for a while, but your vain, loquacious style has me headed for the Tylenol. Please cease that nagging siren call and shut up. I'm trying to be nice, but do shut up. This place is far too close for a mode quite so verbose. Your never-ending stories pain me. God forbid you entertain me. I don't care. I don't know how much more my ears can bear. The water weight you carry, your allergy to dairy, the license plate you've memorized by heart, your family's hemophilia, your troll doll memorabilia. Can no act of God restrain you once you start? Shut up! I'm not getting any younger, so just shut up! I'm sorry that I came, sadly you don't feel the same. I'd squeeze a word and I would try it, even Ripley wouldn't buy it. Shut up! A wind burns setting in, so please shut up! Each vapid comment hurts. Here's some change, go buy some certs. If you'd ever stop to take a breath, the suction surely mean my death. So for the love of God, stick a giant wad of anything to squelch the awful din of that shrill incessant whine, like rusty needles up my spine. The only haven from the flood is that my ears are filled with blood. Though I'm loath to seem tense, would you kindly take back your 2 cents and your overbearing, iron-lunged, windbag, chicken brain, narcissistic, uninformed, self-important, highfalutin, big-ass notions, and shut up! Do you want me to sing it for you? Give it a rest.